Hi, everyone, and welcome to Superhero Think Tank. Here we have conversations about everything. And during our time together, we aim to awaken the mind, energize the body, and connect the spirit. I am your host, Saquita, and I'm here with my amazing and funny co-host, my earthly lord, James. Hey, James.
Hey, Saquita. You sound so alive today. What is going on with you?
I'm excited. I'm always excited. Yeah, I have a lot of energy all the time. And so
you're like a regular Energizer bunny battery. Just all the time.
Yes, I am. I'm glad about it. So I've been doing some cool things during this time. I learned how to play chess. Well, I'm learning.
Excuse me. Yeah, you're learning how to play chess.
Right, you're teaching me how to play chess, so I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, I'm letting you win, and so that's how you teach.
Oh.
When you allow people to gain some victories, then it encourages them to play more often.
Oh, okay, all right. So that's the strategy that I'm learning. So how is everyone doing? We are so thankful for, again, the opportunity to connect with you all, to share conversations with you. Thank you so much for making us your go-to podcast for all things superhero, for just enlightening the mind and keeping your spirits charged up and energized. Today, we're going to be talking about staying powered up. You know, we are all experiencing quarantine and we're hearing a lot of things and talking to people about what's going on. Some of us may be starting to feel that crunch of being inside, especially if you are more kinesthetic person where you like to move around a lot and you are more active as far as used to getting up every day, going out
and doing something
different. If you're a young person, you're experiencing a crunch right now because, you know, people are used to different things. So just staying powered up.
And different things empower people, you know, especially if you're used to being the breadwinner and you're used to going to work, although you may have complained about it, but, you know, it was something that juiced you. It was something that gave you energy, something that you had a set schedule and you would get some sort of energy from it. And now that you're not doing it, some people are missing that link and becoming lethargic in some of their behaviors. So we want to make sure that we're not getting all these energy zappers, the things that were giving you energy. Maybe you're not able to get it from there, but where else can we find some of these power? And what are some things that may be causing us to feel weak or feel less powerful or feel more confined or restrained? One thing could do it is, we said already, not having your normal schedule. Kids going to school, you going to work, things of that nature. Also, all this news.
Exactly, the information, because we can take information or what we actually, most of what we're getting right now is not actually information. It's still data. It's still unorganized facts. And so you have to begin to allow your brain, allow your time to do your homework, to put everything into actual facts that are usable. And that's when it becomes usable and organized, is when it actually becomes information, because data that's still unorganized or still is coming from too many different sources is not yet usable enough to be making life changes off of, or doing even making a day decision off of. So a lot of times during, especially right now, we have to be kind of course you have to look at the information or listen to certain information, but knowing what's important, knowing what's available out there for you and your family during this time, of course, that's going to be necessary and needful. And that's something that can help, you know, relieve some of the mindset of the stress that's going on.
And, you know, what you said about, like, the data and a lot of information that's coming out, we're getting a lot of data, and it's what we focus on.
Most
people are focusing on what the death toll is going to each day.
Yeah.
Instead of looking at what the recovery was each day.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So if you focus on looking, oh man, it went up 1,300 today. It went up, and now we're up to whatever number of cases to that people have it. Instead of focusing on, oh, these number of people recovered. These number of people didn't get it. These number are, and look at statistics, only 1% of the population has been exposed. Or because with all the information, we want to make sure that we're also given adequate focus and not just going over to the negative side.
I think, too, a big shout out to those people who have decided to, you know what, I'm going to take a day and not hear anything about it. I'm going to take a day and not watch anything in the news. I see some of the celebrities, you know, they're posting where they're playing with their kids, playing games. And so, yeah, that's what we need, that uplift and morale right now. And to, if you can challenge yourself, because I see a lot of challenges going around, but if you can challenge yourself to say, you know what, a day of no talk about the a virus, no talk about sickness, no talk about what the economy's doing, a day and a time of just of away from my phone, away from electronics, of just actually getting back to nature, the nature of authentic playing, authentic living, authentic family time.
And there's power in that.
That is power.
Yeah, there's power in that. The power being generated of that family time. Like, I see people doing these TikToks, and they probably shouldn't be doing these TikToks, but they're having so much fun, right?
Yes.
Dad's acting silly. The kids get to act silly with dad and mom, and just doing things that are just creates a different energy of sitting around watching Fox or CNN or looking what's the latest theory about what's going on.
Right.
You know,
because stress is an energy zapper. That's one of the right things. Stress is an energy zapper. Another thing that's an energy zapper or power zapper, what we're talking about is alcohol. Because a lot of things that we get to when people are stressed out or when they're bored or nothing to do, then, you know, it's I'm drinking more. And so, and not that I have anything against a glass of wine or whatever a person chooses to do, but you should know that alcohol is a power zapper. It is something that changes how our stimuli. And so being able to say, you know what, I'm not going to get so stressed where I got to put myself in a position. And the reason why that's important, because as a counselor, one of the things that we've been seeing a lot of clientele that I've been having to speak to lately are people who are in the house with a person who is drinking more, who is doing more, and it's not so pleasant in the house, because once the alcohol starts taking over, then angers and rage, or, you know, you get that liquid courage to say things
that were being suppressed
start coming out. And so that's why, of course, they're having to put more programs in place for women, especially being able to call domestic hotlines and get help. And so I would just say, too, you know, if you're already stressed, if you're already feeling pressure, don't add to that by putting the wrong things in your body.
Yeah,
whatever.
And not just alcohol.
Right.
And I think that's the direction you're going to, because, you know, for other people, like even me, it's like food. You got to watch yourself with the food. Like, I'm just eating now because I'm bored.
Right.
You know, I got to put a little note on the refrigerator. You're not hungry. You're bored. All right. Go sit down.
Right.
So, and
that's
so,
a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
You're not hungry. You're bored.
You're bored.
Sit down. Come back later.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get you some natural snacks that are at least going to help with your energy levels. You know
absolutely
what I mean?
And it's interesting that you bring that up, because actually that's another energy zapper. The wrong type of breakfast is a power zapper. And so whenever you get up in the morning, what you eat sets the stage for the way that your blood sugar will behave for the rest of the day. And so actually this is something that you can use for while you're in this, while we're in quarantine, and when you get out of it. The fact is, what I eat in the morning time, whatever time I start eating, will control my blood sugar for the rest of the day. So eating the wrong type of breakfast will render me powerless later on. And that's okay if you're thinking I'm just going to have fun. fun, but when you're trying to handle life and make decisions or and do things that are important, you need all of your power. You need all of your
and
energy.
We need the right nutrition coming into our brain right now to make the right decisions.
Yes.
And focus on the right areas.
Right. So what nutritionists recommend is that we grab protein in the morning instead of like the muffins. So, because, you know, instead of a high carb item, grab something that has at least 10 grams of protein in it so that you will have a slow release of energy throughout the day. So that protein, those things that hold energy in it. And then that way you can draw on that throughout your day.
And probably, I'm no guru in this area right here of the health, but I do have a little bit of knowledge thinking that perhaps eating the starchy foods, if you're going to eat starchy foods, eat them closer during the beginning of the day versus the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you have time to kind of work those
things off. If you're going to be working out. But now in a time where we're not able to go to the gym or things like that, you got to be willing to do some exercise at home. And we have to do more vegetables than the other stuff.
I was going to go into that too, mm-hmm. about like more of an alkaline based diet.
Yes.
The alkaline in your system helps mm-hmm. fight off stuff as
well. Yes. Another big power drainer is brain drain. It's kind of like what we were talking about. When you have so much stuff coming to you and you're trying to think through so many decisions, or what am I going to do about this? How are we going to handle this? What if this happens? And so a lot of times all of that focusing on what I need to do next, how I'm going to prepare, what's coming in, and me trying to process a lot of data, emotions, overthinking too much, all of that causes brain drain. And when we see brain drain, it's when I'm just mentally tired, when I'm having to not only deal with me, but I'm having to make decisions for the family, or I may have a parent that I'm having to make decisions for, or parents mm-hmm. that I'm having to help out at this time, when you have to make decisions for your kids and or things like that. It can cause brain drain because, you know, a lot of times we don't take enough time for ourselves. So definitely meditation is a key factor in helping with that. And I think like right now, Deepak Chopra, Oprah, they're offering 21 days of free meditation, which is really cool. It's really good. But another thing, if you say, I don't know how to meditate, I don't know what's that all about, I'm not necessarily into it. One simple thing that you can do to increase your energy is play music. Just hook up your phone to a good upbeat song, mm-hmm. turn the music on, and just get to moving and get to dancing. Even if you don't get up out of the chair, you just bobbing in your seat, your mind, your brain automatically starts doing emitting different waves and signals that will start to increase energy and get you out of that brain fog.
Well, you know, I hear some people right now saying, hold on, this meditation stuff, this like some witchcraft or whatever. But I just want you to know that meditate on the word day and night.
Yes.
And you should have good success.
Yes.
See, this is meditation.
Meditation.
So it's all about what you're putting your mind on.
What you put your mind on.
Absolutely. Set your mind on these things.
So that's why most meditation even, you know, is done with a hum or a small sound, because the music behind the meditation, the music in and of itself, will move your brain waves and your frequency to a different level. They use frequency for healing. They use frequency to transform minds. Your cells respond to music. Your cells respond to frequency. That's why when people, if they're in a sad mood and they're feeling bad and they want to continue their emotion, they go play all their sad songs. If you're in a romantic mood and you want to set a romantic mood, that's why you get your R&B out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you get your Isley Brothers, because you want
on that Luther.
Right. And all of your cells are going to respond to what you put on.
They sure are.
Okay. So that are some ways to whatever those brain drains have. I have to.
Right.
But not only can we stay powered up by, you know, recognizing what drains our energy, mm-hmm. we can stay powered up by living in a concept, our lives with ideas and concepts and philosophies that keep us empowered and powered up through not only this time, but through whatever time we're in.
Give me an example of that so we know what you're talking about. living in that? What does that look like?
For instance, faith is a power concept. Belief is a power concept. That faith and belief. Hope is a power concept. Love is a power concept. It is a power idea. Patience is a power idea. And when you surround your philosophy of doing life with faith, with a belief system that says, you know what, I can move past this. You know, as scripture says, with faith, that's the grain of a mustard seed. We can move things. We can move mountains. And so things that seem too big, too magnanimous for us, we have the ability through our belief system to shrink them down to an operable size where we can begin to pick it apart and see, how can I actually navigate through this? How can I move through this?
When you add faith and hope to problems, mountains become molehills.
Absolutely.
Instead of the molehill becoming a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you infuse hope, right, that gives you, that's energy right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so having those tools at your disposal is just going to take your energy to another level, going to take your thinking to another level. It's going to take your life to another level.
Absolutely. And power concepts are key to navigating through hard times. And we're going to talk more about that right after this break.
This week on Superhero Think Tank, I want to introduce loyal listener and owner, Carolyn Edwards. Carolyn Edwards is the owner of Mount Gilead Products, Natural Bath and Body Line. She has 30 years of experience in the beauty industry. Mount Gilead Products was launched in 2017, and the company is based out of Charleston, South Carolina. Gourmet skin candy. That's what she's offering. Products are infused with moisturizing butters, loaded with moisturizing properties that repair and soften the skin, protecting it from the environmental damage. It promotes healing of the skin. The infused oils help to hydrate and soothe your skin. These gourmet bars are handmade and handcrafted. Not only that, they have body butters, hand spritzers. You name it, she has it. Go to MountGileadProducts.com, MountGileadProducts.com, to learn more about these amazing products.
And we're back. Welcome to Superhero Think Tank. We've been talking about staying powered up, and we were talking about power concepts, the idea, the philosophy in which we do life, not just during a hard time, but every day.
Yes.
This is the philosophy we live out of. And faith is one of those philosophies. And understanding that faith is confidence. Faith is trust. Faith is an assurance of no matter what happens, I'm sure I'm going to be like this. Mm-hmm. No matter what happens, I'm sure that I have the ability to do this. And so not only that, we talked about faith. And I want to dive in. Hope. I want to dive into hope just for a minute, because sometimes hope gets a bad rap, and people think that hope is just wishing. And people think that hope, and it's like, you know, I hear people talk about it doesn't make sense to just wish. And I agree with that, because but hope is not just wishing.
They're fronting on hope.
Because we understand that scripture teaches us that hope maketh not ashamed.
Yes.
That means that hope has to have something connected to it that gives you the understanding that if I do this right, if I do this with the truth of philosophy backing it, the truth of what my philosophy is backing it, then I don't have to have shame. But hope is an optimistic mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Hope is not just wishing.
Yes.
Hope is the ability to have optimism in any situation. It is the ability to see the silver lining. It is the ability to look at the glass and see it full instead of empty. It is the ability to change perception in the midst of negative circumstances.
It's a superpower.
It is exactly
it's a superpower.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
Having hope, all right, So let me give an illustration. Okay, so we're in a school, mm-hmm. all right, and we got people with different levels of income at the school, and say here I am, or someone else's child doesn't come from a certain income level, but they have hope by getting this education, doing their schoolwork, that their status that they're at now is not going to be their status always.
Yes.
And they see themselves in a finished product later on down the road.
Absolutely.
Okay, that allows you to endure whatever situation or circumstances is now, but not just endure it, but explode and explore beyond it,
right.
So you don't have to actually live in that, because you're not ashamed of where you are right now, because
right.
Where you are in your mind, filled with hope, you see yourself at a greater end.
Right, right. And you're right. Hope allows for the endurance. It gives you the ability to have patience, because patience is not just sitting back saying, I got to live without something for whatever amount of time, and I just got to keep waiting. That's not what patience is. Patience is maturing us to a place of understanding that whatever I need to structure in place to get me to where I'm trying to go, because faith without work is dead.
Yes.
Being alone.
Yes.
With all that, it gives me the hope, it gives me the mindset, it gives me the tenacity, the endurance, the optimism that's necessary to continue going even when I meet obstacles.
And we have to be careful with all of this,
mm-hmm.
because you can have faith in the wrong thing.
Absolutely.
Which will hinder your hope.
Yeah.
If you have more faith in the virus than you have more faith in healing,
yes.
Then, you know, your hope level is going to be diminished.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to make sure that we're having the right trust in the right areas that are going to be moving us forward, areas that are going to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get to where we're actually trying to go.
Even if we have more faith in the wrong voices, because the reality is that there are so many different information paths that can center around what actually is going on.
Yes.
In our globe. There's so many different theories, and guess what? All of them have some ring of truth to them.
Yeah, they sure
all
do.
Of them have some ring of truth to them, because do we know that there's more going on than just what we're being told? Absolutely.
5G, Illuminati, economy, church and state. There's a lot of theories out there.
Right.
Viruses, everything.
And everything. And so you have to begin to understand your own voice. We have to begin. I believe so wholeheartedly. That's why we're taught of the concept of an inner power, a divine intelligence that dwells within us.
Yes.
Because at some point you have to have enough faith and belief and trust in who you are and who abides on the inside of you, and the oneness of the power that lives on the mm-hmm. inside of you.
Yes.
That God love, that godliness, that divinity that lives on the inside of you, that will give you the ability to push past on what's just shown to you.
Yes.
So that you can go into, but okay, let me understand, let my mind understand more than what it's been just given, because my mind is a computer. It can work out past what I've been given, what I just what people want me to know, so that I don't continue to build a false faith or a false sense of trust. And so that hope gives me the optimism necessary, and it gives me the mindset necessary to even want to continue to look for more, to even want to continue to understand that this cannot be where it ends, or this doesn't just win. There has to be, I don't care what movie you put out, I don't care what situation you put out, good always has to triumph over whatever situation there is, because that is the balance of the universe. And so, yeah, are we going to meet with difficult times? Are things going to come up? Yes, life will happen to each and every one of us, but it is hope that gives us the power to stay focused and optimistic. And so that's a big power concept that we cannot diminish. Another power concept is love. Oh my goodness. Love is everything.
La 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 la.
Yes.
Means I love you.
Yeah. Love is everything, because love is an energy. Love has an energy that's all its own.
Absolutely.
And love never fails. when everything else is gone, when everything, love will still be in existence. And it is love, love for self, love for other people, love for the good of all humanity that will bring us out of the lowest places, the lowest situations that we will ever encounter. It is love.
Yeah, and two, you know what? We could start thinking on love.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking on the loves that you've had in your life. Maybe you're not with someone right now, but can you think on the love of the mother, your mother gave you at some point?
Mm-hmm.
Think of the love your father gave you at some point. Think of the love for the teammates you had. Or there's so many places that love is in your life that we could think on those things and create a power within us that will push us past.
And the reason why that's important as a power concept, if you live your life from love instead of fear, then you're already handling this better than the other person that's handling it from fear. Another thing, if you live your life from love instead of hate, because people who are angry, people who are in hatred, people who are spewing hate right now, their energy is already drained. And the reason why and the only way they can get up any type of false power is by continually making somebody else feel inferior to who they are.
Yes.
And so people who live their life from the concept of racism and hate and different harsh things
and
prejudices are fearful people anyway, because they're already afraid. And so the only thing they live their life doing is attacking. And let me tell you something. There's no greater weakness than a person who's already always attacking, because you're always the one vulnerable for getting hit. You're always the one that's vulnerable for being able to be killed in a situation, because you're the attacker. So when people live from love instead of fear, instead of hate, then you already have a greater power than those persons who do not.
And two, that makes me think of the scripture. It says, love the Lord your God with all your
heart, soul, mind, strength,
and love your neighbor
as yourself.
All right. So why? Because we love in the Lord first. Mm-hmm. The Lord is in everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So once we love the Lord and the Lord is in everybody, that means we can love our neighbor as ourselves.
Absolutely.
But we also have to realize the Lord is in us too.
That's right.
So therefore, once we start being able to love self, realizing that we too have come from God, from that life source, whatever you want to call them, then we can start treating everybody that way. Therefore, we don't have to have racism. We don't have to have social classes and all these things that separate if we look for the things that bring together.
Right. And that's the reality, because love the Lord your God. And it has to be personal to you first before you can give it out to anybody else. And so, and like you said, recognizing that oneness. And I think even doing that, we can look around right now and look at love and love for the earth. Love for the earth that we live in, because one of the things I see so happening right now is that there is a healing that's going on in nature, and you see things restoring because there's not as much traffic out. There's not as much people out. And so, you know, it got me to thinking about adding value to the earth and making sure that even after this, that I am the type of person that continually adds value to the earth, not just, you know, filling up my bank account, not just, you know, making sure I'm okay, but making sure the earth is okay. How is the environment doing? Because we are at this time being forced to reduce our carbon footprint, and the earth can actually breathe again.
I was reading something about because India is one of the most polluted places in the world because they're so condensed there, but the parts per million of pollutants in the air has gone down 70%.
Absolutely.
During this time. Mm-hmm. So the smog has lifted.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things are going on, even in Italy, as far as like Venice. If you've ever been to Venice, like the waterways, they stink. But even those things are clearing up.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is they're able to read, seismologists are able to read the little tremors in the earth better now, because there was a buzz that's always made it difficult for them to read it clearly, because so much traffic moving on the earth, much trains and automobiles, the earth would tremble. Okay. The earth would tremble. And so now that it's not trembling, they're able to see more of what's going on.
Absolutely. And I think that's amazing, because the earth sometimes, to me, in understanding, it groans, waiting on us to actually do something, waiting on us to arrive to our higher selves. And so that groaning that we've heard is now, you're going to see, I believe, real understanding come out of this, where kingdom-mindedness with a more understanding of a connectivity to the earth. Because scientifically, we understand that everything that's out there is also inside of us. The universe is really, we house it. And so when we look in our bodies, there's so much of the imitation of what's in the earth inside of us. And so knowing that if I take care of me, I'm taking care of it. If I take care of it, I have to also take care of me, and because we're one. And so that is those power concepts, living your life in those philosophies and those ideas will help us stay energized and help us stay up while we're going through and navigating through life, period. So absolutely. Faith, hope, love, patience, being okay with maturing, being okay with letting a situation delay you to a point of not being denied, but delay you to the point of dealing with you.
That's it right there. The dealing with you part. This is a good time for dealing with us.
Yes.
But I think that a lot of people are avoiding that conversation that they need to have with their self, avoiding that self-talk that they need to have by just watching Netflix, by just watching different things, instead of having a deep reflection. Yeah. I'm not saying don't watch Netflix. I'm about to watch something today. Matter of fact, I'm about to play 2K with the boys. Mm-hmm. But also, I'm taking time to analyze where I am, where I am in in my mind, where I am in my emotions, where I want to go,
right.
Things I want to correct. A lot of people are talking about, you know, sin, and this is all happening because of sin. And sin just means to miss the mark.
Yeah.
So look in our own lives.
Right, and see what have I missed?
Where have I missed the mark?
Right.
We're talking about repenting. Okay, that's great. Where do I need to change my mind from?
Right.
I won't even know if I don't start looking at me and how I deal with things to figure out where I need to change. Because repent is just to turn direction.
Right, because we can say or point blame outside all day long and say, this is God doing this to the earth, but this is not. This is not an outside entity doing this.
Not an outside guy. It's an inside guy.
That's right. Mankind has done this.
It's an inside job. Baby.
It's an inside job, because, you know, and the reality is we have to understand that. We really have to do. We have to repent. By definition means to have a correctness of thinking, to correct thinking, and understand that I have to correct me. I have to correct the way I think and the way I perceive the world, the way I perceive things. And even if we look at Jesus and when he came, and he came to teach about the kingdom of God is at hand. Mm-hmm. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand, or change your mind, correct your thinking on where you think the kingdom is. And really what he was trying to tell them, that the kingdom is not the government. You're looking for the government to bail you out, or you're looking for this to
and
be
the
thing.
That's why you're trying to make me your king.
Right. And you want me to be a king here on earth. But guess what? The kingdom of God is within you. The power of life, the power to be, the power to change, the power to move, all of that is within you. And what patience does, it increases your capacity and your ability to move even in tight situations.
What?
It increases your ability to do more even in a situation where somebody told you you couldn't do more. So you think you're limited by the walls and the space that are around you. But one of the things we understand about the mind is that the mind can go past walls. Which is why Jesus shows us in scripture him walking through the wall when they thought he was gone, when they thought there was nothing. Because when you understand quantum physics and you understand that everything is made up of particles that can move based on how you see them, you can move obstacles with your mind. And so this is just another obstacle that we have to move. We have to find creative ways to get around this without breaking laws, without depending on other people to just come and bail you out, or without just blaming everybody else. We have to, because this is not you a die and go to hell type thing. This is not any of that. It's not a fear tactic. God doesn't, you know, need fear to get us to love him. That's not who he is. He is love. So he can't do that. And so ain't no need, there's no need for you to scare yourself. There's no need to scare yourself.
Or scaring other people.
Yeah. Because we've been given power, love, and a sound mind. That's what we've been given, and that's what's inside you at all times. You have power inside you, you have love inside you, and you have the soundness of mind. And so patience just increases your capacity, because we have to allow it to have a perfect work in us, a complete work in us. And so that's just to me, that philosophy of life is amazing. And it's why, you know, you say, why you got all this energy? Because it's just where my energy is. And like, even before we started this, before any of this quarantine ever came down, I was not a person that watched TV a lot anyway. I always like to put my mind in books or use my mind for something else. Guess what? I didn't change my standard just because the situation's changed. Have I watched a couple of more shows? Yeah. But it's still not my go-to everyday thing, because I'm still going to put my philosophy of life, how I live, is still how I live. And the things that I no longer have control over, I don't even worry about that. But what I can control, I can control what my mind is doing. I can control what my mouth is saying. I can control what my eyes are seeing. I can control how my heart is feeling. I can control what my emotions are responding to. I can control what I'm putting in my body. I can control what's going in my ears. All of those things we are still in control of. So wow. Nothing is controlling you but what you allow.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, it's like a wake-up call.
Yes.
You got a lot of control right now. And that's going to determine what your day is going to be like, what your life is going to be like. So take that control. Turn that channel. Stop things from coming in your ears and to your eyes and to areas that are going to affect you and have your emotions going haywire. Think about those things that are good. Think about those things that are lovely. Think about those things that are pure.
Absolutely.
Think about those things that have good rapport. And then if you're married, go in there and handle your business.
Okay. So that's actually, we're going to wrap up with this.
Go in there and handle your business.
At
I'm
a
not
point,
talking about doing your taxes. I'm not talking about doing.
At a certain point, it's time. And so the power activities are the tips we're going to leave our audience
with.
Why
do you always be trying to stop me, baby? People, because they need this.
That somebody has to help.
Look, I'm talking about this is powerful.
A powerful activity. Power activity.
Make it do right. Okay. Make it do wrong.
Who is that?
If you don't know who that is, then you got a problem.
Well, wait. No, who is it? I'm a weird little... there's an age gap. Power activities. Number one power activity you can do during this time is helping. Helping others actually increases energy and power. Also, reading is a power activity.
Am I just supposed to ignore the fact that you act like you didn't know who the Reverend Al Green was?
I didn't realize that was Al Green. I know love and happiness, but I didn't.
Love will make you do right. Love will make you do wrong.
Well, maybe because you didn't sound Al Greeny. It wasn't that. The
Al Greeny.
You didn't have enough of the Al Green flavor.
Every week you're in danger of losing your card. Every week.
I'm trying.
Okay.
So let's talk about the power activities.
Okay.
That's what we're supposed to
All
be
right.
talking about.
We're talking about that.
Okay.
I named one.
Okay. I'm
Love
actually. I'm
and happiness.
I'm,
okay. I named two.
You did. You named two.
Love that, and happiness.
And exercise.
Exercise.
Exercise. And actually, the exercise, to help your point, is a key factor for men during this time of increasing their power and their energy, because one big energy drainer is testosterone. Testosterone is actually an energy drainer.
No, it's an enhancer.
Not really. Not until it's used correctly. So testosterone, according to Dr. Scott at Emory University, one of the reasons why men wake up with certain things are in their mind, and especially, you know, you wake up with an erection, is that your testosterone is very high in the morning, but that causes a significant drop in energy throughout the day, because it's higher in the morning, and then it decreases throughout the day. And so men have this thing where they may get fatigued or tired, and one of the things that you can do is a 30-minute workout in the afternoon. A 30-minute workout with weights in the afternoon will actually send that testosterone back up. And if you do it in the afternoon, it'll also send your sex drive back up so that you can have a wonderful night.
Okay, so I haven't gone to Emory University. I don't know this doctor that you speak of. But I do know, exercise is great, whatever. But in afternoon hours or whatever, in the evening hours, if you get your wife to wear the right stuff, walk around right, you know what I mean? Do a little few things. It's going to do way more than that exercise that you're talking about. You know, it's a whole nother thing.
The weights will help the testosterone.
Wait, how much you weigh? I can lift you up.
And.
See that?
And.
There you go.
And.
See that?
Well, you can use that as lifting weights, but it will increase your testosterone, which would be good, and it'll be healthy.
Give something to the women.
And it's overall healthy for men. So for women, working out your brain. Because women need brain power in order to be in the right mood. So working out your brain for women will actually help you to release all of the stuff that you've been thinking about, all the things you're worried about, so that you can be in the good mood.
I got this thing formulated now for the brothers. Look, this is what y'all do, all right? And we're getting to close this thing out, but I'm going to give you this because you can have this and you can work for you tonight, all right? So later on tonight when you're thinking like, yo, I'm trying to do a little something, something, right? So what you do, you're like, hey, baby, let's play Scrabble. Let's work a puzzle together. Let's work a word puzzle. Let's get our mind stimulated.
Or
right?
Let's talk. You can say let's talk and actually.
She's gonna think something wrong.
And actually talk. No, yeah. Men think something wrong. Yeah. But you can say let's talk and actually actually listen to what she wants to say.
That's like putting on mood music right there.
And then while she's talking or while y'all are talking, you can have your weight sitting down by the chair and lift the weight every time you move to a point.
Okay, this podcast is going off the rails. It's time to reel it back in. And because this is not what this is about, but you know, use my puzzle therapy. See if that'll work for you. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And tonight, I don't want you to use power tools. I want you to use your thesis.
Okay, so those are some power activities you can do. I'm gonna just say them quickly again: reading, helping others, exercising. Working out your brain, and working out your brain looks like saying your numbers backwards from 100, saying your ABCs, but after every letter, putting a person's name behind it, or A, apple, B, bat, something like that. Or try to elongate your words. Try to come up with bigger words than just three-letter ones.
Say the alphabet backwards.
Say the alphabet backwards. You can work out your brain. Also, taking a coin, looking at a coin, getting a quarter in your hand, and looking at it and calling out all of the things that you see on the face side of the coin, flipping it over, calling out everything you see on the tail side, and then closing your hand up and see how many things you can recall from memory about what you saw on that coin. After you do that, open it back up, look at it again, and see how many new things you can pick out that you missed from the time before. That's actually a great perception exercise to help get your neurons firing and to get you looking at things differently. So that is our conversation for today. Staying powered up. Again, thank you for listening and putting up with some of us on this show.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Actually, people really, really like you. A lot of the comments, people really like you. And so I like you. I love you.
I keep
you.
It real.
Yes,
girl.
I
was keeping it 100 before they were saying keep it
100. Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Say what I'm saying.
That means you ain't saying what you think you're saying. So we never like to close out without our closing affirmations. And hopefully this brings a little laughter into your day and gets your energy up, because laughter is also a great energy and power boost. And we're going to take a moment and breathe in our breath and get ready for our closing affirmation. It says, "For all of today, I will recognize and accept my abilities. For all of today, I will receive abundant supply. For all of today, I move in love and I think in peace. For all of today, I increase my capacity to believe in more. For all of today, I am both potentially and actually powerful. For all of today."
Amen. I like that.
Yes, we love you. Remember, superheroes save lives.
And we start with our own.